Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, Anant Agarwal. Anant, you are the co-founder and CTO at Adora. Adora is on the web at getadora.com. Anant, it's great to have you.
Well, thanks for inviting me on, Josh. I guess at the start, I want to, like, first of all, take a moment to compliment the name of your show. Like, you know, the thoughtful bit there is very thoughtful. I think being a startup founder, it's all about solving problems instantly as they come up. You just go for it. But then if you are able to take a moment to really put in some thought there, just one moment, that's what really makes a difference in a great startup versus, like, you know, just going for it.
Well, thank you. I agree. I like that term, thoughtful. I think it's a kind of a little bit of a Rorschach test. I think people can kind of read into it what they like. Yeah. But I agree with you. It's, you know, contemplating, like, you know, what's our impact and place in the in the world, you know, and how we connect with others. So thank you. I appreciate that. You are among friends, Anant. You know, and on that note, I want to start off by saying congratulations. You are a proud new papa.
Thank you for that.
What is life like as a parent of a newborn?
Yeah, it's like, you know, startup during the day, that's like Adora, and then startup at home, that's like, you know, the new being a new dad. And this is my first kid. We are, like, you know, 4 months into the journey. It's a lot of learning every day, like, you know, asking ChatGPT, hey, this is happening to the baby. What should I do?
Is
this a normal thing?
So, oh my goodness. To think about new parents now having access to AI, man. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, my oldest daughter now just turned 26. So boy, let me tell you, we sure didn't have ChatGPT back then. And we're 100%. Pretty much just trying to figure it out and not break her.
Yeah. 100%. I think AI has been super grateful in that fashion. Instead of waiting for experts to get into contact and ask them questions, it's like the information is right there.
That's so cool. So cool. Well, congratulations on being the co-founder of 2 startups. I love it. Well, Anant, tell us a bit about Adora.
Yeah. So Adora is about, you know, streamlining leave management. So we help HR teams stand up their leave programs, administer the leaves in a employee-friendly fashion without needing armies of administrators, and just making it super simple. So let's take a example to make it super clear in terms of, like, you know, what is the problem here. So let's say if I was going on a parental leave, which I was, but basically there are a bunch of regulations that are involved. So there are, like, federal regulations, then state regulations, sometimes city ordinances, then insurance policies, company policies. All of them need to be stacked together to figure out the benefits that I can get. That is, how many weeks can I go out for? How many of those are job protected? That is, I cannot be laid off. How many of those are wage protected? That is, I will get my full pay. And then thankfully in US, like, states also provide support. So how much money is coming from state? How much is coming from insurance? What is the remaining amount that the company needs to pay? Calculating all of this is super complicated. And layer on the state-wise complexity. So every state will have different regulations. So that makes it insanely hard for HR teams to be on top of it and administer it accurately and correctly. And similarly, for employee, it's like, my baby's on the way. You're telling me to understand all these regulations, go to their websites, apply to them on time accurately. That's not the headspace I have. So making it all streamlined, both for HR and both for the employee to go out and leave peacefully and get all the benefits.
You
That's,
know,
yeah.
I never thought, you're absolutely right, about how complicated that can actually be. Because, do you mind maybe just giving us a quick overview for those of us who don't have to, like, we don't, in my company, primarily contractors. And so I don't necessarily have to think or worry about that so much. They want to take time off. They take time off. That's pretty much it. They're not available. But do you mind just giving kind of a little bit of a 101 on leave? You know, it's so funny because I studied family science in college. That was my
Oh,
major, and I
interesting.
actually did so I did some research on and about the Family Medical Leave Act back in the
Interesting.
day, and that was
Right.
back in the early 90s. And I actually presented and made some arguments that perhaps that could be extended to smaller size companies in some fair way or something like that. But anyway, I'd love a quick overview of leave in general and why that can be complicated.
So, I mean, as I was mentioning, basically, there is a federal regulation, which is the FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act that you mentioned. And then there's every state has their own set of regulations. Like, for example, California will have something, New York will have something else. Then sometimes cities also tend to have their own regulations as well. Like, for example, SF is a prime use case, which will have its own. Which requires the companies to match up a lot of the employee pay that the employee is supposed to get when they are going on leave. So all of these regulations are in place to enable employees to actually be able to go out when the life is super hard, or well, when there are critical moments in people's life, still feel supported. So administering this for the HR, like now, let's say, imagine take a quick startup, like given the here, most of the listeners are startup founders. So let's say if we take a startup, most likely they don't have an EHR team. And a lot of the employees or a lot of the upcoming startups have a remote work culture. So employees are distributed in various states. So let's say one employee is in California, one employee is in New York, one employee is in, let's say, Texas or somewhere else. And so now for that founder or for that half HR person, it's very hard to be on top of all of these regulations across the states. And being able to administer it properly makes it even harder. So that's the crux of the problem. And we are kind of like simplifying that using AI to make it super easy.
Well, certainly, I think as a business leader, and if you have a bit of an HR department, you want to stay compliant. You don't want to break the law because there are consequences to that. And so is and I'm sorry, you were saying something about so each state, and I'm going to cut sound like a complete moron here. So each state has their own policies, or it can vary from state to state?
That is 100% accurate, and these laws keep changing with time. So let's say, I think Oregon had some updates just like middle of last year. So it's very hard for one person to actually be on top of all the changes that are going on in this space and continue to stay compliant and run the business on the side.
Well, we want to stay compliant because we want to stay in business. Anant, would you mind maybe just is the platform, and to our friend that's listening, my recommendation would be to go to the website. It's called getadora.com. But what size company is this a solution for, and who really? I'm just thinking of our friend that's listening. They might want to let their colleagues know who really needs to pay attention to this, and who should be like, who's your ideal client?
Yeah, great question. So, any company that has employees that are distributed. So, if there are some employees in California, some employees in New York, some employees in Oregon, some employees in Massachusetts, then that's where the complexity skyrockets. If you have, let's say, just in California or like a single state employer, then the complexities are still manageable to a great extent. So any company with multi-state employees, those are our ideal customers. For the listeners of the pod, basically, we also have a startup program in case if you are an early stage company, we help you set up your own parental leave policy if you don't have it right now. And quickly onboard you that if in case there's a leave that is coming up, they can quickly get the ball rolling without spending a lot of time.
Yeah, I want to highlight something that you are doing, and I think that this is quite brilliant. And I suspect, I mean, even if just, for our friend that's a business leader listening to this, you might want to take a page at something I think quite clever you did on your website, and that is your free AI leave plan generator. So here's, I'll describe it from my visibility, and I'd like your behind the
Great.
scenes. I think this is great. So what you've done is on the website right now, you have a free AI tool. So when you go to the website, you click on this, and I think this is such a great idea, is providing AI-enabled tools at, no cost to people that they can at least kind of get their feet wet and start using or getting value cost in terms of like a quote unquote lead magnet. This is great. So like when I pulled up the AI leave plan generator, I'm now basically in an AI platform here with some suggested prompts saying, create my parental leave plan. I'm having a baby in California. What leave am I eligible for? I'm having surgery. What are my leave options? I'm adopting a baby in New York. Can you help me plan a leave plan? This is great. So now I could just kind of go through here and it's an AI platform. It's going to help me co-create this. This is way better because I suspect what you did in the background, like a la a custom GPT, is this is going to be way more effective than if someone just goes into their own AI and tries to create this from scratch.
Yeah,
Because you
100%.
taught this
So
one.
that's 100% accurate. So if somebody tries to do this with ChatGPT, it will, or like for that matter, any general purpose AI. They will get general purpose answers like, hey, these regulations may apply to you. You may get these kind of benefits. It will not give you dates. It will not, give you certainty that, okay, these are the things that you can get for sure. So as I think we are a very heart-driven company. We understand that, not every employee in the US can have access to great leave solutions or have that kind of awesome HR team support. So even for those employees who are not, let's say, Eduora customers, they can come to our website, they can describe their leave scenario. The AI will ask them probing questions to fully understand their AI leave scenario and then generate a personalized leave plan for them, so that everybody can actually get the benefits that they are entitled to by law.
Yep. And I'm just kind of playing around with it right now. And it asked if I was expecting a child. And I said, yes, expecting. When is the expected due date for the baby? I said, tomorrow. Just to
It's
kind of
super
see
fun.
how it would re respond. This is so cool. What a brilliant idea. And
Thanks.
I believe this is how websites, it's going to be mandatory in the future that we have an AI-enabled interface because that is what consumers are going to just simply be expecting. So great lesson, Anand, for all of us in this,
Thanks.
kind of little insight here. So Anand, for our friend that's listening, and maybe they found this website because they're researching you and they wanted to hear a good conversation
Thanks.
between us to kind of get a feel for you and Adora. Aside from the free AI-powered leave plan generator, do you mind maybe kind of sharing next steps? I know you have some other resources here as well.
I guess in terms of next steps for the company, basically in the short term, we are focused on leave management. Leave management is insanely complex, and there are a lot of nuanced edge cases. So we want to make this as streamlined as possible. That you just click a couple of buttons, or just maybe even pick up a phone, call the AI, and it takes care of everything. You don't have to worry about navigating various interfaces or understanding all these regulations. Your AI partner is there guiding you through this whole experience. And then in the long term, expanding into more areas where we can better support employees during critical moments in their lives.
Yeah, and I was going to ask too, kind of final question, is there a human support element to this as well?
We like to provide support in the sense that we want to make sure that any of our customers are having the best possible experience with our platform. So if anybody has problems, we have prompt support teams to kind of help them out. But the software on its own is kind of like built to scale that you don't really need to interact with anybody to make this work. It is fully confidential. You find your private time, take a look, plan the leave, because these are very sensitive topics. You plan your own leave, you discuss it maybe with your partner or spouse, and once you feel confident, then you submit it. So then only anybody, like any of your HR teams or your company, gets to know.
Yeah. The website, getadora.com. Anant Agarwal, co-founder and CTO, which means you were there in the early days, making
Thank you.
sure that this thing got built. So congratulations. It's nice
Thank
to
you.
see two babies
Yeah,
enter to
thank
the
you.
world. Anant, it's a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.